wireless wise, I got to change the access points because of where I'm in the building.
Did we just turn on?
Yep.
I want to call the Taney County Commission meeting of Thursday, September 8th, 2011 to order. First order of business is a code of ethics ordinance. And or Donna, as you called it, the
conflict of interest is what the state ethics commission calls it.
Okay.
Just to give you a little history.
Let me ask you a question, then I'll let you go into the history and lead into that. On top of the conflict of interest that's required by the state, has the county commission, in fact, adopted a code of ethics in addition to that or in lieu of that? Okay, now go ahead.
Okay. Basically, when this first came about to where you could do this ordinance, I typed up a very simple one like this, and I got it from the state. It's their sample. It's a very short two-page explanation. I brought it to the then-sitting commission, and they had Mr. Paulson go in to the statutes, and basically a lot of what you saw yesterday was copied right out of the statute book. But this is the short form, and I gave you a copy up there, Ron. It should have a copy of an email on the front of the stack, like that.
No, I have what you did. Okay. I was looking for what Frank had sent us.
And he wrote a very lengthy one. In discussions with the state, they're like, so what are you telling us, basically, with the ordinance? And they said, well, your ordinance is basically saying everybody needs to do it, and unless they don't have anything, they're not doing any exchanges. And I said, well, I didn't write it. Mr. Paulson was going to amend it, and then, of course, things changed, and he wasn't able to amend it. So I was asked to give a copy to our current attorney, which I did. But it basically is very long to say not a whole lot. Very simply, all we need to do with this conflict of interest is identify the elected officials that you want as a commission to do the personal financial disclosure statement. Now, there's two that are required by statute. That's the chief, administrative officer, and the chief purchasing officer. Those two are required. Nobody else, if you do this ordinance, no one else is required to do the personal financial disclosure unless they do financial exchanges with the county. In other words, they have a company and we're purchasing from that company. Or two, they're running for office.
Purchasing office or accounting officer?
It says chief purchasing officer.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find where that's at. Because I plugged in commissioner. I asked him what chief administrative officer was, and they said, that's up to you to determine. So I said, okay. So I put the presiding commissioner in there. If you want someone else in there, we can do that. Trying to find where that's at.
You were the headdresser around.
Here it is. The chief administrative officer, and then to clarify it, I put as defined by the Taney County Commission as the presiding commissioner, because you assumed it was you right away. So I just went ahead and plugged that in there, and if you don't want it, we can change it. Chief purchasing officer and candidates for either of these positions. So anytime those two positions run, they have to do a personal financial statement, and of course then anyone else running.
You mean anyone else running for that position?
For that position, that's
okay.
Right.
That's or what that you're does saying by the statute, as the way it reads, is the chief purchasing officer and the chief executive officer,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
Anyway, I've visited a little bit with, I think we've got two things that were, I think we've got a couple of different things punched into the same lengthy ordinance here.
Right.
I think one thing is that you you have a ethics ordinance, as we're calling it, and the other thing is, as you're talking about conflict of interest ordinance, one of them is mandatory by the state, and the other one is something that we would adopt ourselves. Am I right about that?
I'm sorry, Ron. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You've got two things here. You've got a conflict of interest ordinance, and you've got a ethics ordinance punched into the same document here, whereas I think one of them is mandatory by the state, and the other one is something that we would adopt ourselves as a county.
Okay. No, we do not have to do this ordinance at all. If you choose not to do this ordinance, then the current law will be in effect. The purpose for this ordinance...
What's the current law?
The state statute?
Yeah, the current state statute will kick in. In other words, that's a good question.
Here's my question. What's the difference between this ordinance and the state law?
I knew you were going to go there. Let me find it here for you. I think it's going to be each officer, each elected official has to do a personal financial disclosure before May 1st. But if you do the ordinance, then only two people are required to do it, plus any elected official who does transactions with a business that they own. The county does transactions with a business they own. This also allows us to do the short form instead of the long form. So that's the sole purpose for this. That's the only thing that it was designed for. 105.45, section 4, and then...
I'm surprised. And they include the full-time general counsel in the statute?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
But we don't have a full-time general counsel. Am I right? I mean, we used to have with Mr. Paulson, who was... But now aren't we paying it out as we go?
We have
Mr. Cotty as a full-time.
He's interim, and we're going to make a decision, right, about... I mean, we brought him on for a number of months. And,
yeah.
You said
105.485.
But basically, what Paul was saying, Ron, is under that statute, he would be the person that would be covered under that because he is he's on our annual salary.
I just don't understand why we're going to vary off the state statute. If the state statute is good enough, why don't we just use the state statute and call it good?
It's whatever you want. I mean, basically, your elected officials have you filled that one. A personal financial disclosure doesn't show a whole lot. It's not showing any of your personal business. Doesn't show a lot.
Is the difference also this, that if you do this conflict of interest statement, the county does, then you're entitled to do the short form, which is a two-pager.
Right.
If you rely upon what I believe the statutes provide, then it's much more in depth that it goes into each individual's.
I haven't done a long
financial.
So many years.
We need to. Both of you get your computers up and going. Maybe you can find that and take a look at what
the long form.
What that long form looks like.
I want to say I think I've done the long form.
I would be surprised.
It's like 7 or 8 pages, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Then most of us do a 2-page.
Yeah, I've always in the long form, I guess.
I visited with an attorney yesterday about this, and basically, they thought that along the same lines that I were, we can adopt one of these if you want to go to the short form, or there's a, under our code of ethics, we need a, this is something that the county would adopt, would cover several issues that deal with ethics throughout the county, not just this financial situation. And so that was her statement to me would be that we would have a, the county would adopt a code of ethics that would go in the policy manual, and then this would be a financial conflict of interest.
I think for the purpose of the state, it would be better for us to separate the two and have this one specifically addressing the one issue it was designed to address. That's, and then if you want to have a separate code of ethics.
That's where I would like to go. And then if we wanted to fill out a little old form or have a little form to keep on file, then that's what I would like to do. Go ahead and do the short form on this one. And then have everybody sign the code of ethics form that is an elected official. I don't know whether that goes again state law or not, but
I mean, if you read that first section in 105.45, it says it all. Would you like me to read that out loud?
I was just reading that. That's what I was doing.
Is that what this says?
Did you find it, Rick?
She's saying
that she's all elected officials
in
South
Carolina,
and
she purchased the officer. That's what she said.
What do you want?
Because
I won't be here.
I don't care. I'm going to fill out whatever's necessary.
I
mean, all right. Let's go back to the short form and the long form.
My personal preference, just so Danny knows, is that if we could have, my preference is the short form is fine. I still think every elected official, candidate, political subdivision needs to fill it out.
Okay,
that's where I'm at.
I'm exactly where you're at with that. Except here's where I'm at on that, Jim. I said that to satisfy the state with a short form.
Right.
But I think that we could have a very simple document of code of ethics,
right,
that every elected official could sign when they were in office, one pager, and that would take care of it. But we could do the short form on this particular to satisfy the state.
Right. Okay.
In your
email
written form, where it says Section 3 disclosure reports.
Mm-hmm.
If I read that, it says each elected official, Donna.
If you continue to read it, it says if any such transactions occurred during the previous calendar year. Each elected official, candidate for elective office, the chief administrative officer, the chief purchasing officer, and the full-time general counsel shall disclose the following information by May 1st or the appropriate deadline as referenced in Section 105.487 RSMO, if any such transactions occurred during the previous calendar year. So if no such transaction occurred, they do not have to do it.
I would want to strike that last sentence out.
So you basically want to say all people.
All elected officials, candidates for office, yes. That's what I want.
And that's fine with me if it has a short form.
Yeah.
What the form would be mostly for everybody that's filling out is NA, because it's not going to be applicable.
Right, but not yet.
But in fact, what they're saying is that all should file it, and all officers as well as everybody running for office.
If you'd like to, in place of that one line, which I have highlighted on your page,
yes,
I can get the description of the short form and plug the short form in there so that we're saying all elected officials will complete X form.
And this is annual conflict? What is this, annual?
Cause
it is annual.
Yeah. If it's annual, then that'd be fine, Donna, because they'll probably change the form next year. So they revise them now and then. Because I was on the Missouri Ethics, and it says new next to it. So they obviously did something. But, yeah, if you wanted to include the 2011-2012 financial disclosure short form,
Or say that it's attached here too, or...
Something.
So basically, we're not going to adopt this four-page deal here. Is that what you're saying, or...
I don't think we're doing it right now. Donna still has 7 days, don't you?
15th.
To the 15th, right? 7 more days.
We have time on Monday, Nikki. Can we work this back in so that we can vote on it on the 12th? Then we'll take a look at the form that Donna provides us. 15 minutes should be plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, we won't need that much time.
Just 5 minutes.
We're
really
ready. 5 minutes will work.
If it's okay, I'll change it, email it to each of you, and if you have an issue, please email me back so I can have it ready for Monday.
Would you do me a favor when you're emailing that? Uh-huh. Would you build a hard copy and let me have it? Because they're working on my system upstairs.
I will send you a hard copy.
Thank you very much.
Now let's make sure that we want her to send us the short form so we can approve it. Is that basically what you guys are asking her to do?
I will contact the Missouri Ethics Commission and find out what verbiage I can use to identify the short form and plug that in right there, and then also add short form attached here too as well.
You can just ask them if this will work.
Yeah.
Because we have to send them a copy anyway, right?
Yeah, they have to have this in place before they allow us to do it.
Just to get their pre-approval, I think that'd be great. Then we'd know we're safe.
Okay.
Thank you, Donna.
I can do that.
Then we will reschedule that through Nikki for next Monday, which will be the 12th. And next issue is agenda request review. Nikki? Thank you, Rick.
We still have some available time on Monday, but Jim, would you look at Thursdays?
Thursday the 15th.
I had that you had a previously scheduled meeting on that day
in the
morning.
The Springfield Chamber with SREP is doing an Economic Outlook Conference in the Ramada Inn Convention Center. And I tentatively said I would be there because of SREP.
Ron, and you also have OCAC that morning in Branson.
At what time?
9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. What time?
9 o'clock.
Which comes once a month.
Correct.
Do we want to start meeting at 11? Will that work for everybody?
I'll be in Springfield if I go to the Economic Outlook, the SREP event. I mean, it'd have to be 1 o'clock for me to make it, unless we can start without me, because it goes to 11:30.
Why don't we see what business we have for Monday?
Okay.
On Monday, we can discuss again. Wasn't that your suggestion to have agenda review again on Mondays?
Yes.
And to make a decision about the 15th, if we're at different meetings and we don't have business to conduct here, then...
That's the main purpose I wanted for Ron, was because everybody has even mandatory meetings or meetings that we want to attend that need to be reviewed in our agenda review.
Let me suggest further, maybe we should do that as the first order of business in an afternoon on Mondays rather than the morning, because it might be during the morning we decide we need to move something to Thursday.
That'd be fine. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Fine with me?
Yeah. Prior to the legal update?
Sure.
for your information, we have 4 bid openings that are scheduled for Monday morning. And if you look at the calendar, originally we had scheduled to review resumes for Road and Bridge Administrator.
From 10 to 10:30, you said?
Correct. We have only received 1.
What are the bid? Oh, I see. Food service?
Mm-hmm.
Aviation fuel?
Correct.
What are the others?
Flight school and Cisco servers.
Are all 3 of those tied to the airport?
I don't.
Or are they just
Cisco
all at 9 o'clock?
They're just all at 9 o'clock. That's how they were posted in the newspaper.
All righty, and how much time have we got for those 3 bid openings?
Well, what will probably happen is Mr. Erickson will open them and then give them to, like, for the food services, that's going to go back to Jimmy. He's going to have to review it. You know, Mark Parent's going to have to be involved with the flight school and the aviation fuel, and Mark Rice is going to have to be involved in the Cisco servers.
So the award will not
have the 3 of them here so that we can give that to each of them to?
Sure. Each department. I have them scheduled to come during the bid opening.
Okay.
But that's just bid opening. That's not award.
We can do. You're titling it opening and slash award, are you not?
Yes.
That's what I thought you saw there.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Just to give us the latitude of making whatever decisions that need to be made.
Right.
Or move forward or. Okay, so we're going to begin at 9.
So I suspect that probably will take us to 9:30.
So what I'm hearing is, do we even need that much time to review the resumes if we only have 1?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm also not thinking it's going to take you that long to slice open those bids and us to hand them to somebody else, but.
How much time did you say, 15?
30.
Well, it's directly after your morning meeting at 9, your public meeting.
So that's wrapping everything up at 9:30.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be, that's only about 15, 20 minutes.
So I can include the resumes in that time frame up until 9:30?
In the open meeting, I think I'd rather do that in the afternoon.
Just why don't we put that part of the executive session?
Yeah.
Because I don't know who has submitted resumes, so maybe the executive we have with the legal update.
Jim, I think it's a good idea, and you know the reasons why, but I think it needs to be spoken. There are some people that apply for a job that are presently working somewhere else that they do not want.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think that's the reason for doing it in an executive.
There's 1 request. Danny had actually asked for the procurement card policy roundtable discussion.
Right, and I've been hounded by the public to ask that question of when we were going to do that. I would like to get that roundtable discussion to either review, see if we need to eliminate some credit cards in certain offices or positions as far as county employment, to maybe cut down on the number. It's just every time I turn around, somebody's asking, when are you going to have that review or discussion to look that over? And I wanted to get that scheduled. And I don't know whether we need the office. We'll need each office here involved to if you want to say, state their case for individuals or.
Well,
what do you, I mean, what do you two gentlemen think about that? That's,
well, I think we need to have it. I'm just, when are you thinking? Monday?
Monday, but what I was thinking was, Jim, we might send out a notice of what we're expecting, maybe to each office holder, send out an email to each office holder and ask them to review and see who they think that there might be elimination of possibly. You know, some offices got 3 or 4 or 5 credit cards. Maybe they only need one in that office.
I can tell you what each office's answer is going to be.
Well, I do know that, too.
I guess the question I've got
is...
The question I've got is, should we have a bigger discussion as why are we having procurement cards? I mean, that was a recommendation, if you remember, 2 years ago from the auditor and the treasurer, and maybe we go away from that program. I mean, is that the discussion we have versus how many cards you have is do we even want the program?
That can be, that can fall into the discussion. Yeah. That would be the number one. I mean, that'd be the starting point.
Well, I think there's a lot of things that are involved in that and information that we're going to have at our fingertips. What will be the price of gasoline if we buy bulk and go back to cars, county vehicles receiving their gasoline at county gasoline pumps? What's the savings? How does that compare with what we're paying for gas at the pump, retail?
Versus the savings with the credit card.
Versus the 1% return from the credit card, et cetera.
Right.
That has to be part of the conversation.
Right.
I know the gasoline pumps have to be upgraded, Ron. One of the things we had challenges with previous Road and Bridge Administrator, when we tried to track fuel usage, we found out the pumps possibly were not accurately displaying how many gallons being pumped. And that was a fee. I don't think we ever... Did we ever pay money to get that upgraded, Danny? I don't remember.
What happened, I think, Jim, was one of the pumps actually tore up, and we decided to not even fix it because we were headed in this direction.
Right.
And I mean, what's the possibility of placing fuel down here?
Here
at this facility?
At our facility?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part...
If the majority of people are using the procurement card for fuel, then absolutely we need to look at that because we might be able to buy it cheaper than, you know.
That's all part of the discussion that I want to have. And like I said, if every time somebody's sitting around reading a newspaper or something like that and they ask me why we haven't reviewed this after a conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago, then I have to go into it. Explaining it, I'm ready to review it. That's where I'm at.
Well, my point is, there's a lot of information that we need to gather. I'm not sure we can have it gathered by
Monday.
We need to have some price quotes on what it's going to cost us to buy fuel in bulk, what it's going to cost us to get tanks ready for that, new pumps that you all are talking about. Are we, in fact, going to eliminate some vehicles? Are we going to park vehicles? Are we going to use vehicles in shifts? Will there be a pump and gas there? And I don't know that we'll be ready for that. Maybe. I mean, we'll ask each of these officers if that's what others are.
I think it was 3, maybe 4 years ago, Ron, when we had this discussion. It took a long time to work through this. And it took a long time because at that point, we set the amounts that could be used on the cards. I asked Donna to try to find, and I was wanting Jim to try to find, he had said that he had come up with a proposal at one time, but she hadn't found that yet for me.
I found part of it, Danny. Jim was looking for some information for me to help me locate it.
We had some discussion. Anyway, one discussion you weren't in there, one discussion you were. I'm trying to find the discussions. We've got part of it. The problem is we've got part of the information.
Okay. Well, that's what I had.
No, I understand.
And verbally spoke to the public, the press picked up on what I said.
Right.
And so I'm waiting for the information, because last Monday I said I was going to address that.
Right.
And so that's what I'm waiting
for. The problem is it's an audio record, and that takes hours and hours and hours to go through. So what we're trying to do is pinpoint days of discussion.
Okay. And, all right. That's fine. And that's fine. My point is this is a very, very important part of the county business that we're talking about. And so what was said in that meeting, if you had some recommendations that need to be considered, I want to consider them. And if I wasn't a part of that conversation, I need to know that so that I know why I didn't.
Like I said, one discussion you were, and we're trying to find the meeting minutes around that.
Well, okay. Let me ask a question.
Uh-huh.
Can't we go to the index book and look it up?
It's in the audio portion, Ron. There was no motion made.
So it didn't get recorded written.
So there was nothing put in the minutes that alluded to it.
There was, but there's also a place where it indicates there was another discussion, but we don't have the discussion. So that's what we're looking
at. It wasn't put in the right written part, it's in the audio part.
So I understand that.
There was no motion. So there
do you have the time frame on that, Jim, when that was?
Yeah, I've got
to.
Let me ask. Are you okay?
Allergies.
If it's in the minutes that it was discussed, wouldn't that pinpoint the day if it's indexed that way?
I also found where it appears that it may have been discussed in executive session, which I won't have an audio for.
Okay.
This is the only written we have, okay, and that this was part of the proposal, but on this day,
yeah,
you weren't there, but there was other audio that was discussed on another day that we're trying to find the audio for.
Okay.
Without listening to 8 hours of tape to try and find it, because I don't have a map to do that right now.
Okay.
So I'm trying to narrow it down through emails I had with different people. It was all, if you remember, Danny, it was all spurred because of some individual who had a trip that used grant money under the administrative grant money and went to an off-site, out-of-state event. And without saying too much detail on the radio waves here, because of that trip, the auditor came to us and said, you need to have a policy. And then that's how this whole thing started, was because of, we thought about an abuse in the process. So we try to create an allowable expense guideline, and that's why that came out of the discussion.
Okay, now let's get something straight on this, though, because this is probably what you were referring to the other day when we had the conversation, but this clearly states that I wasn't present, but you think that I was present in another location, at another time.
Yes,
I didn't remember this, Jim, as a matter of conversation on this, and so that's the reason I questioned you.
No, I understand. No, we have some other audio that's you weren't present for.
Okay.
But we don't have written notes of it.
Right.
But it was a discussion point.
Gentlemen, do you think we would be ready to have this discussion and sit down with officers next week, or should we allow ourselves more time?
We had a rather difficult time, as I remember, the one that where we set these levels and all this, and that was, Jim, and I even think that was before you were here. I think that maybe it was the year before you were here that we set these levels, and Nikki, I think possibly.
We were a credit card. When I came on board, we are county credit cards, and then after about a year into it, we went to procurement card because we get the money back.
Right.
But yes, the credit card process was before I got here.
Right.
I guess the question I have is, should we first hear from the auditor and the treasurer, do we need even have this program? Is this something that we need to have? Should we go to a gas card? Should we go to, maybe we should have a discussion with the treasurer auditor for them to give us their recommendations. And if they say, yeah, we need this program, then we go down the road of reviewing the policy, talking to the elected officials. I think it's a multiple step process. That's me.
Oh, and we changed the limits. Did we do that, Jim, when you...
When we went to the procurement card, we reviewed the limits and lowered some and raised some.
Yeah.
The credit card I wasn't part of, but when we went to the procurement cards, we did lower a bunch because there was no reason to have that much limit on there.
And because we're on air, and the reason I say this is because we are across airwaves, is this was reported in the paper as to say that I was kind of again at whenever I don't think that was what the conversation meant at all. That's the reason I said to you, I want to hear the audio of it.
Right.
And so that I know what was said, and as I see maybe part of this conversation that I wasn't aware of, it says that I was absent.
Right.
So
one of them, it shows you were absent.
Guys, what I'd like to do is get to when we're going to discuss this, whether it's going to be next Monday or the following week or a month.
Well, I'd just like to know, the discussion is, are we going to start with who we're going to have this conversation? If we're going to review the policy, why bring elected officials if we're going to possibly do away with the program? So I was wanting to make sure we have a conversation of, has the program been good, revisions to it, and that the auditor and the treasurer would know that best.
Could we get a written response from the elected officials saying positive and negative points on it?
Sure.
Don't you think that would involve everybody? And I know you two gentlemen had a meeting where you went to where you thought that those officials should be involved in the different processes that we have. So,
that's fine.
Then we need to draft a letter if that's going to be the consensus, and we need to send it out to all elected officials and ask for their input regarding the county procurement card program. Is that right?
Yes, benefits and...
And you would like that submitted before Monday?
Yes, if we do that, Ron, the meeting will have to be, if we have a roundtable discussion, it can't take place Monday, mm-hmm. because it will not get the responses back that we need. But I want to get this addressed as quickly as possible. As I said to you, I
apologize for being redundant, but do we want to have the meeting on Monday? We're going to send out the request. We're going to ask for information. We're going to try to gather that information over the course of the next today and tomorrow, I guess.
Okay. Would you like to?
I'm just asking.
I know you're asking, but what I'm saying is to go back to what Jim said. Do you think that we need to visit with the auditor and the treasurer?
Well, if we get it in written form, is that what we're going to discuss on Monday? Is the responses we got? What not understanding? What you guys want to do?
I would like to hear an update. For me, there's multiple steps.
Do you want it from two officers?
Yes, because they're the one who recommended the program, and that's the financial part. I would like to hear from them.
Would you help us draft a letter or an email to the auditor and to the treasurer seeking their input regarding the county procurement card system that's set up, and ask what their opinion is of it, pros and cons? Does that sound fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we can't ask them now because we're not on the agenda for that, but we are talking.
We're talking about agenda requests, so that, do you want to set that up for Monday for a certain period of time?
That's what I'm asking you guys.
Sure. Now? Sure. From the treasurer and auditor, sure.
Can I have a time frame?
I mean, I would think 30 minutes is all we need.
For that.
That'll be the first step. I mean, there'll be multiple meetings, but that's the first step, I would think. I mean, don't you think 30 minutes is enough to get an update from the treasurer, auditor, all that?
I've heard, Rick, 60 seconds is plenty.
I'm a man of color. But Helen can get really long.
Well, then we better go 30. Did you hear that, Helen? No, he's away from the microphone.
And then at that point, I would like a example of a draft letter to be sent to other county officials, if need be. After they tell us the response that they have, then I would
well,
like to have.
They're going to be listening on Monday, I'm sure. Okay.
I would like to have something to be able to send.
I can tell you one of the
Right.
But right now, the commission's wanting to solicit the opinions of the auditor and the treasurer.
Okay. That was that. Is that
so
the only
with those meetings being said, you have from 10 to noon still open. We don't have any additional requests. Are there any other items that you would like to discuss?
Yes, and I don't have this on here, but it applied to today's meeting after this with the Corps of Engineers. We have a letter from the gentleman, I think you probably got the email also, from the Arkansas Fish and Game wanting us to reply to something. I did not want to reply until we found out what the Corps were having that meeting at 10 o'clock today. I would like to post for Monday the response of what their feelings are so we can address this Arkansas Fish and Game proposal.
So you think 15 minutes is enough?
That's enough.
Why don't you post in that time frame 15 minutes for Arkansas Game and Fish in Taney County? That's how the document we got from Frank Cotty, he had a memo to us.
Right.
Really didn't have much in the memo except that that's what we could probably title, and so we can have a discussion about
and
it.
And that could run on over into our executive session under contracts, Jim, if we had to have it later on that Monday, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah. If it's a contract, we can go ahead and we can discuss it in the executive if it's a contract.
But I want the public to be no part of it here if sure. What we have in our review.
Sure.
I want them to know all of it, but I want them to know this main part of
right.
Why we're having this meeting with the Corps.
Sure.
So you got that down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you want me to fill out a request form and you stamp it? Because Ron works off of those whenever he's doing his
meeting. She'll fill it out, I'm sure.
I have a list of things I got to fill out.
Okay.
And I usually just do that.
Because he works off and writes notes on them and things.
Yes, and that helps me a lot to know what future meetings to schedule.
Did you have anything else that you was wanting to add to that agenda?
We have about an hour and 45 minutes open before
noon.
Executive at 1 o'clock.
Well, can we move the 1 o'clock forward?
I think we've run into some complications with that, Jim. Now, I don't know whether she's going to be here, whether Pat is or...
They're both back from vacation, then.
You might call and see if Frank could be available earlier.
Yeah, I guess my thing is if we have to have a break, we'll have a break. But if they can come early, let's knock it out early.
And Dave Woolery is supposed to start off the executive session.
At 1? Maybe we move him forward. If nothing else, we'll start the executive for earlier.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Knock him out with that. I know we have an interview at 5:15 on that Monday. Is it possible to do it at lunchtime? Is that possible? I mean, I'm just thinking we're spreading the whole day out long, Danny.
I know, and I'm wondering about this as far as the interview, because I don't know. This may be one of those things that I was talking about earlier about they may be doing that after work for a reason.
They are.
So,
okay, but maybe let's not move that then.
Is there anything else that needs to be discussed?
Not that I'm ready to post.
What's the deadline on the levy? Is that today?
Well, yeah, because this is when it's posted. You have to post it 7 days.
So I understand. We're supposed to have a public hearing today.
True. That's how you make your vote today.
I'm finished.
But I don't know how we can... I don't know, Ron. I know we have to post for the hearing. We have to post 7 days before, and then, of course, you have to have so many days...
I was asking that in case we... on Monday, we have exec session.
We do?
In the afternoon?
From 1 o'clock on.
We're asking to move that forward, Ron, if we can't. I mean, that was the discussion here that we were having.
Forward being which direction, Ron?
There's about an hour and a half time frame where we don't have anything scheduled before lunch. Exec is not scheduled to start until 1. It's going to begin to take forward.
let's move that forward if at all possible, and then have the other executive run right on into it.
When you say forward, do you mean?
Right behind this.
Backwards, like in the morning.
Backwards, okay.
Yeah.
I would like, during our meeting of exec, to meet with both of our staff members.
Okay.
What?
If we could do that before, I don't know if we want to do it before. We could do that in the morning, then. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's what
I was.
Okay,
let's do that.
Anything that we have executive, let's do it both the morning there to move it.
So you're saying going to executive at 10:30 and just staying executive all day because we've got so many executive discussions.
Yeah, we've got a lot, obviously, to share with you about what went on in deposition yesterday in a legal case and another that came up. And
just as soon as you can, whatever schedule allows.
How did we get a light week? Donna?
Don't say anything wrong.
Donna, let's go into the tax rate resolution and levy setting for the year 2011.
Prior to last year, we had not been doing a resolution. We had actually just been voting on the levy. Last year, there was a resolution presented. This is a copy of that resolution. I've just changed the dates. And as Ron pointed out, I have one number that's in there incorrectly, which I can explain that to you. This is a copy of your legal notification. It was put in the newspaper. We are required to put it in there 7 days prior to our hearing for setting the levy. Our pro forma for both road and bridge and general revenue last year, the prior tax rate ceiling for general revenue was 0.2541, and it was a voluntary reduction of 0.2541, setting our levy at zero. The road and bridge was 0.1907, was voluntarily reduced by 0.1907, setting the levy at zero. When SB 711 went into effect in 2008, the process has been changed, and once you set it for 1 year, it stays that year, that for the following year. Next year, the cycle will change again. We'll be able to set a levy once again above zero. But this year, we are locked into setting it at zero because we did that last year. Ron Assel asked me to do a calculation for you.
I didn't make copies of that, but based on this, it would set it at a negative 0.2830, so basically it is zero. Last year, you could have set it at 0.1145 based on the calculation.
That was for GCR?
Yes. Because there's nothing I could find in the statute that applies to road and bridge on a 50% decrease. Just nothing in the ballot language, and there is on the other one, on general revenue, but there's nothing in road and bridge language discussing a 50% decrease due to...
Well, let me address that.
Okay.
The first half-cent sales tax that was passed is not a GCR sales tax. It was a sales tax for county purposes that could be utilized for anything. And what Missouri law provided at the time was we would have to roll back our existing levies because that was part of the statute that was passed. The General Assembly, in its infinite wisdom, didn't give counties the ability early on to ask their voters for the right to have a sales tax unless they agreed to roll back their property tax levy to reduce property taxes. So they said you can't have both. Well, Taney County chose to reduce their property tax levy in an amount that would give up half of whatever the sales tax was that was earned.
And that reduction had to be applied against both general county revenue and road and bridge. So what the county did originally was rolled back all of the general county revenue levy and part of road and bridge levy. Then when the county passed the road and bridge special trust sales tax, which did not have a levy rollback tied to it, they told the voters, if you will pass this, we will voluntarily roll the levy of road and bridge back to zero, because at that time they could still implement a partial road and bridge levy. So the first half-cent sales tax could have gone in to support either general county revenue or road and bridge. And even though it's been dubbed the GCR tax for years, because that's where the county chose to put it, so both of those calculations at least came to bear, both of the funds, I'm sorry, calculations came to bear against them because both were affected. My question to you is, Donna, in the figures that you've given us, and what I'm looking at here is, if I can find it again, potentially a general county revenue rate of 0.2586 and a road and bridge levy of 0.1942. And if the county established those as the levies for the year as produced by you here and then voted to voluntarily roll them back, obviously our tax rate's going to be zero, correct? Am I stating that right?
Next year we could do something like that. This year our current tax rate ceiling is zero.
Did Senate Bill 11 affect only counties, or did it affect schools, ambulance districts, all political subdivisions?
Sorry, I don't know the answer to that, Ron.
I believe it's all political subdivisions. And I'm curious, do the school districts establish a levy every 2 years or every year?
They've established one this year. I don't know.
If you're talking about the levy not being able to be set higher than what the previous year is, that affects everybody, yes. That's 2 years. Once you set it in the beginning, this beginning year cycle, which is kind of off
because
our reassessment year process.
I'm just not making myself clear, and I apologize. I understand that the levy was established at zero. And I understand that. But it was set higher and then rolled back voluntarily.
Yes.
Okay. My concern is, if we set it at zero, obviously you don't roll anything back voluntarily because there's nothing to roll back. If you set it at what you would have been entitled or had the ability to set it at and roll it back, then you do have something to roll back, which means you also have something to roll forward in the future if a future county commission chose to do that, which is the old argument, if you guys will remember, that Jerry Caulfield used to have on an annual basis. And I think carried himself quite well when he brought that up to the county commission. His concern was, if you don't do that on an annual basis, which is why we did it, you lose the right ever to reestablish it without another vote of the people.
And of course, it's not an annual basis anymore. It's a two-year process. But I can tell you, based on the form that's been certified to us by the state auditor's office, again, the current year tax rate ceiling is zero. They are not going to allow us to set it above zero and then roll it back. We can put those numbers in there if you want. We can show 0.2586, which was last year's, and then show a voluntary reduction on here ending at zero. I can do the paperwork that way. I don't know how they're going to send it back to us, but they're already telling us.
Well, I can tell you this. I would much rather be in the seat of doing that than 3 or 4 years down the road being told that we can't do what needs to be done, if in fact that's what a future commission wants to do. I'd rather err on the side of caution. We're going to establish, unless this commission says something different, the levies at zero. Is that right, gentlemen?
That's
where we're headed.
That's where I'm at.
I'm just concerned, Donna, and I apologize that I'm not voicing it.
I do understand your concern. And I have voiced that with Becky Webb with the state auditor's office.
Mm-hmm.
She's confirmed to me setting it at zero will have no effect on next year's. But I can certainly understand that we would want to err on the side
of caution.
Thank you, yes. So I'm happy with whatever you want
to
do.
I mean, would there be any negative ramifications if we set the levy and then rolled it voluntarily back to zero? Our levy that they're going to see is zero.
Well, what I'm going to fill out is the bottom part, J and AA, and it'll be zero in both. Right. So unless they want to throw a fit about this up here, I can't imagine that they would. So,
keeping with what you've written here, with what those rates are, and that we're voluntarily reducing that rate by, although they're not the same amounts, you need
they're
to.
They're not.
But they should be, right?
They technically should be zero if I go by this paperwork. If I go by the paperwork produced by the state,
you guys want to do?
It should be zero.
Okay, my question is this a public hearing or is this official?
This is a public hearing right now.
Okay, this is the public hearing opened on this, so we would have to reschedule for a vote later.
No, we can take a vote today.
Yeah, and
we
I don't
can take
know
a vote today on this issue.
Oh, yeah.
There's no 7-day limitation, no limitation of dates.
She's run the legal notice stating that we, in fact, are going to discuss this today and set, I think.
Well, that's what most political subdivisions do. I don't know of any that don't, but there could be. But you have to have your hearing. It has to be publicized 7 days prior to the hearing.
Okay.
And she has complied with that.
Yeah.
And you want me to make a motion?
I don't know if the rate's 2586 or 2588, and I don't know if it's 1942 or 1941. Which?
I think your safest bet is to go with the prior year tax rate ceiling for GCR or general revenue, as the state's calling it, at 0.2541, and do a voluntary reduction of 0.2541.
No, I don't see that on your paper.
It's not on this paper.
It's not.
But my motion will be.
On 2541?
Right.
That's
here.
That's what I want
this
right there. That's priority. From the state.
Yep.
Okay, and the road and bridge is?
Right here. 1907.
Could we also get a copy of that, Donna, when you're.
Yeah, after you sign it.
As presented by the clerk. Now you said, Don, let me ask you the question. You said it is set at zero and we can't change it, so then how am I going to make a motion to set it at 25.45?
Basically, Danny, the form shows you each year. Can I come up here?
Sure.
And if you know how to word the motion better than I do, feel free to do so, either one of you commissioners, because I'm still not really grasping what you're saying here.
This is all last year's information in this column right here, and then this is what the state is telling us that we can do. The maximum authorized levy that the citizens have voted on is 0.5000. Last year, based on their calculation, the prior tax rate ceiling was set at 0.2541. Mm-hmm. Last year, that was the maximum that we could have voted it in at.
Right.
We took a voluntary reduction of 0.2541.
Brought
we set
zero.
The level at zero. So following with when you set it this year, it has to be the same. The following year, it goes to zero. Next year, it opens wide open again.
Okay. I see what you're saying now.
Here's what the auditor said. This is what our maximum was based on prior year tax rates ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we voluntarily rolled back to the zero. I think we should do just exactly what we did last year.
That'll be fine. The terminology of the whole thing is where I was having a struggle
with. So you could make your motion to set your current tax rate ceiling at 0.2541 and do a voluntary reduction of 0.2541 ultimately setting our levy at zero for general revenue, and then also do a...
Same thing for our...
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got it.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, let me have that.
Got to let him have that.
Let me get you the other sheet as well, then. Because you can make your motions
both
together.
Both at the same time or just one?
Both same time is fine. Or?
That's your number here. That's your number there.
All right. On the GCR, my motion is on the GCR to set at 0.2541 with a voluntary rollback to zero. And on the...
Can you make that voluntary rollback of 2.2541?
Voluntary rollback of 0.2541, which brings it to zero.
Okay.
And is this the road and bridge one?
Yes.
And on the road and bridge one, the motion is to set it at 0.1907 with a voluntary rollback of 0.1907, bringing it to zero.
Second.
That's
why I was laughing when you said you
motion's
make the motion.
Been made and seconded to establish the county levies, general county revenue, tax rate ceiling at 0.2541 with a voluntary reduction of 0.2541, bringing the levy to zero, and for road and bridge at 0.1907 with a voluntary rollback of 0.1907. Making that levy zero also. Motion's been made and seconded. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Thank you, Donna. Can you bring, yes.
Well, that was a rough one.
Oh, shoot, I can't read upside down.
This ending up at zero was kind of tough sometimes.
Okay, on both of them.
Like the dates and
you
print it for you
too. Yeah. Later today, if you could come up, I forgot. Right here, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Did we all sign that?
No, there's just one.
Thank you.
And do you want to keep this?
Could I? Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Donna, on your form, you hear this form, it's an example form, but it has all three signatures.
Well, which thing is it? We're not going to do that, Danny. We don't have to.
Okay.
But yeah. Yeah, this one only allows for one signature.
All right, I'm fine with it. I just seen what the sample form that you have there.
Okay. Thank you.
Would you gentlemen like to come up and join us? Well, as far as that table anyway, how are you, sir?
Good. Mark Pace.
Mark
Ron Houseman. Oh,
Ron.
Good to see you again.
Danny?
Good to see you.
Morning.
All right.
No, I'm good. Thanks. I've drank about 9 cups this morning.
There you go.
I am wired tight.
Please. Thank you, Jim. Well, I'd say 9 cups ought to put you
that
in pretty good stead.
Yeah, that'll give you all the caffeine of human needs.
Did you get away from Heiser and venture this today without having
to... No, they ran off to Little Rock. They're working down there until January.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. They're, one thing they do with us is Tracy's well thought of, but our chief of ops, Andrea, she runs all the lakes in the district. She went off to Texas to run the division, the 4 states. Mm-hmm. So Tracy filling in behind her.
Oh, yeah.
And then John's going down to planning till January, just doing a kind of a cross training developmental.
Last time I talked to him, he was just fixing to leave.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so he's gone down there.
What time did we have him set for? Now?
Yes.
10 is what I had on the email.
I'll wait till Jim gets back here, I think. Have you made a road trip yet this morning? Anywhere?
Looking at any roads?
Yeah, or did you go down to see what we got the transfer for the pay dock over to us?
Oh, yeah,
and we
yeah.
went down and cleaned that.
Yeah, I haven't. No, I haven't been out there looking at any of that yet.
Just that, that's fine.
Yeah, I was going to take you out there if you got time. I was going to show you the before and after pictures and let
sure.
you.
Sure. Sure.
We're quite proud of what everybody's done there.
Yeah, good. Did you get it raised much?
We haven't done the road raising. We just worked on the park itself.
Oh, just on the park. No, I'm sorry.
Trying to get that.
Yeah. Those leases are all done and finalized.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. that's all good.
Right. And
I drove by Luca Kissy on the way up, though, you know, of course, with it just coming out of the water.
We've got another deal on that I'll talk to you about, too.
Okay.
We just got it yesterday.
Okay.
I don't know whether we need to enter into an intergovernmental agreement, but other than that, what we have now for your park rangers to help be involved, because we have been involved with you guys on trying to keep those things cleaned up, straightened up, signage in the right places. And after this deal, they tore the signs down and a lot of stuff. And you've seen that over there, and we're fixing to go in and straighten it up. But before we could get it straightened up, well, this last weekend we had an incident. And so I need to go over that with you.
Okay.
Before you leave, could you have time to take a little road trip with me to KDOC? And,
yeah.
And maybe we'll run down there and,
yeah,
and
I'll go away.
Talk about those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't want any. I guess that I'm the one that ask about the Corps coming up and being involved. We got a notice, and Jim, can you pull that up on your computer that we got?
I actually left it upstairs. Did we get it? Let me look real fast, Danny. I thought
okay.
we didn't get it.
We got a notice from Arkansas Game and Fish, Fish and Game, or whichever way that the terms are. But anyway. About the proposal that they had put in place, and it of course, naturally, it involved our Slough Hollow project and the KDOC project. And I wanted to make sure that the Corps, I thought you guys were going to be kind of our liaisons between them. To make the deal, well, when we got
you want me to go upstairs and get. Sorry, you want me to go upstairs and get the
yes,
letter,
yeah.
please. I've got it on my desk. I saw this.
Yeah. Can you bring him a copy also?
I'll get you a copy.
But the reason I wanted to call this meeting and before they were here, and then it also to discuss these roads that Randy have here. Mm-hmm. But we've already been into some transition, like you mentioned before, with the parks, and those leases are finalized and everything. But I wanted to make sure that you guys were fully aware. I know how things in departments kind of get sometimes. Mm-hmm. Paperwork gets a little messed up there, so I wanted to make sure that you were fully aware that we had received this from them and that you were in approval okay. with us going ahead and making an agreement, because I thought that's the way that it was going to work to start off with.
Okay.
And when this showed up on our doorstep without your notification or something like that. I thought it should be brought to your attention. And then I think Randy had a list of 59 or 57 other roads, and he had taken some of those we reviewed, definitely didn't need to be in the process. I think that you and I even took a road trip where one went through a man's backyard and off into a location. And Randy, did you come up with about six or eight of those that were
problem areas?
Yeah,
and I've got a list of what we did send, and we sent that in July. Here is actually what the Corps has as far as all the roads that we want outgranted to us. Any road that comes that didn't fit into this, why we deleted out of there.
Oh, they've already been deleted then.
This is the list I sent to John Heiser, and I'm also going to resend the same document I sent to him to Mark.
Well, I just looked at this morning. As a matter of fact, as it was laying on my desk there, and I didn't see some of the roads that were in question that you and I had talked about, and I said I was going to ask you about that.
Right, we'd already
took those off.
A couple months. Anything that was questionable that didn't fit, there was because the first original document when we had Patsy help line this up, any road that was on core property, we created the first initial document and we went through and you guys reviewed a lot of them, done road trips to several of them. But there was always in little pieces that segments that were there that's what we cleaned and took out, the ones that didn't fit.
Okay. Now there's, and I don't have any problem with it, but this list has grown. And the list is, if you get the list on here, so you kind of know.
I apologize. I got to think of my mother, Chicker Gideon, died.
There's not a total of 70 roads. If you go down through there, they're not all in basically numerical order because some of them I deleted out.
You just deleted out the number that was attached to the road.
Deleted off of the map document, so it didn't show up on there. So they have a map document, plus they have a list of roads with the road numbers. And some of them that, like River Run, for instance, that's a gravel south of River Run Park. That's that gravel section that goes through the
mm-hmm.
So I put a comment in there so we know which road we're talking about.
You mean the park that runs up along the bluff there?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the way I understood it, and Mark can kind of go, can help us along, and you can too, Randy, as we look at this, we established that we would run a grader up that thing one time a year for, at that time, it was a combination of yours and...
It was our road. We had leased MDC at the time.
Right. So that's there was a combination there, but we decided that we would, because of the condition of the road, that we would run that up through there, and it was a benefit to our citizens who would like to fish and all those kind of things. And we had, in a meeting, I believe that was the conversation, that we would maintain it one time a year with a gravel or a grader and what fill needed to be filled in and things like that. Is there any others, Randy, that other than the ones that me and you talked about? I've had a meeting with Randy, and we talked about those that went through people's backyards that were no longer there, and there were brush thickets that showed no resemblance of a trail or a road or anything. Is there any other, Randy, that you see that would be...
As best I can tell, I haven't found any more. I went over this two, three times and then also went over a couple of them with you. But I think we got as close as we can get this document
Now, did the one thing that I wanted to bring up, because I don't remember signing it, I do know that there was discussion about it. We had those two roads over there, Randy, the pro tem area, that involved person's county road on the other side of your road, where you guys had a road in, and then we had, it was county, Corps, and then county again, and those citizens, and I think back, and there was at the end of Lightning Springs, is that where one of them was at, Randy?
Yeah,
and then
both of these are on here.
Okay, those roads are established on there.
They're established, and
they showed that it's being county all the way, right?
Right.
Yeah. But we did that in a meeting that we had here with the three.
Yeah, I remember specifically Lightning Springs, because that gentleman.
Yeah.
I mean, he communicated.
We had a Nicky.
So
right.
Shady. Road
like shady.
Shady Grove.
Yes, yeah. Just trying to cover as much of this.
All right, Danny, here's the memorandum of understanding that they referred to in this letter that they sent to us.
Okay, then they said not to consider the... I got a letter...
You got the other letter saying not to consider that one.
That's where I'm at, Mark. We got a letter that wanted a memorandum of understanding on
here's
this.
Here's the topic. This is what came. This is how it first came, like this, the first time.
Okay.
Then we got that, which says...
Modification.
Here's the modification. That's the 12th, is it not? Yeah, that came together. Then we got this.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what we have.
All right. Here's the way this came to us, and this was my concern because the Corps didn't have anything on this. It had Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. It had us to wanted us to sign a memorandum of understanding, and they had several things in here. And then we got a actually it was sent to Commissioner Hausman because he's presiding, saying, let's see, this may not even be the one that I got.
I left one more upstairs. You want me to get the other one?
No. I just the one I got said to
disregard. Let me get the other one. I left it upstairs. Let me get the
disregard these documents. These are from Arkansas Fish and Game. So I thought, as you, as our liaison in this situation, should have these documents, because I didn't see where anything had been CC'd to you guys at all. And I thought...
Is the agreement, as we left it last, that I remember, was that they were going to raise the road to Slough Hollow 5 feet, and you all were going to pay it.
Yeah.
And originally, of course, they were going to raise it lower 3.5 and then pave it also. And because you felt the inundation rate would be too high, the agreement was made with you all and the Game and Fish that they would do the earthwork, raise it 5 feet, then you all would go ahead and seal it, or I don't know if he's going to chip and seal or put an overlay on it, but either way, you was going to do the paving work. And we were in agreement with that.
Yeah.
So is it changed?
There's none of that in here, though.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I was wanting. It had here. It talked about immediate providing hard surface paving.
In answer to what your comment was, no, I don't think any of that has changed.
No, nothing has changed in that way. But here's my concern.
Okay.
Mark. Is it has a notice here for you guys, but it has nobody with any signatures or anything on here. And then, after we get this agreement and that agreement, or that letter...
He's gone up for the...
Then we've got the other letter that says just disregard everything that they've sent us. So, I before we proceeded, I wanted to make sure...
To a finished grid elevation of 664. Is it at 659 now?
Yeah,
if it finishes at 664, will that be 5 feet?
Right.
That will be. So that's what we agreed to, 664. Okay.
But there's no document saying that you guys have been involved.
Signed off on it.
Signed off on it.
I checked with our Mike Biggs. If you remember Mike Biggs, he is the appointed project manager for all of Minimum Flow.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked with him on the way up here. And basically asking Mike what we locally need to do if this agreement falls apart or if some hiccup comes along the way. Anyway, he's saying that officially, now we're talking about by the letter, there needs to be a what he called a PPF, which is a project participation plan signed by the Game and Fish, because the actual agreement for mitigation is between us and the Game and Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of that, the customer and the mitigation action is your roads. So what actually needs to happen is, if you sign an agreement, we're telling them you must mitigate. And so if you sign an agreement with them, and it's to you guys, you and the Game and Fish's satisfactory agreement, then we're good with it. So he's saying that if you're happy, we're going to be happy on the road. You can sign an acknowledgement, a memorandum of understanding, memorandum of agreement. And, of course, we want to make sure it still falls in line with what we got.
Well, you got to review it.
Yeah. And Glenn Prophet, who took Mike Beach's spot,
okay,
that right there, when it gets down to the end, he will sign that your agreement is viable with us. I think what they're doing is they're giving you a chance to review this up front. I don't know, are they asking you to sign this and return it?
Well, what we didn't know what to do with it, because we got, just in a short time, he's going to have a letter down here that's telling us to disregard everything that we
got.
I got a copy of that on my desk if he's not going to find this.
Yeah. I'm guessing, and I'm guessing here, Danny, that for some reason, somebody in there found a hiccup in this and wants to resubmit another one to you after they correct it. But as far as I know, Dale Gunner, who's the engineer, really, you
know, it's got his name in here, and I remember him.
Yeah, he's pretty much the guy that's going to represent the Game and Fish on all the work. He's done all of our work. They're already done with Norfolk for the most part on the ground. And I bet you that if I get a hold of Dale, we can find out why they told you to disregard that letter.
Are you referring to this letter? Because it's a different agency.
No, this is the Department of Conservation.
Right. There is no other letters that Nikki had received from Arkansas Game and Fish.
Well, I've got one. I think, and Ron said he had one up there that says disregard these two letters.
Let me look.
This memorandum of understanding.
Okay.
So what I would say, Mark, is I don't know that we should have had you come up here today, but with sending paperwork back and forth and trying to explain to you what we had and what they were wanting us to agree to, and then a letter that said disregard, I thought maybe from now on, maybe we need to
keep us in the loop. Fine. That's fine with us. We won't hold anything up. And
did we say something wrong? Or
But Mike's saying that as long as the terms that we agreed to before are still in place, then if you guys, you know, sign into an agreement, that's fine with us. And he's right. We agreed that raising the 5 foot for Slough Hollow the whole length and then putting the overlay yourself.
Okay. Do we need your signature on there?
We'll get Glenn to sign on our half.
Okay.
He's the signature. So he's the new PM for the Corps.
Okay.
Mike took a different job, so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why they pulled it back. It's disregard. I imagine there's some little legally wordage in there that they're going to change. But the terms of the agreement overall, the main points of the agreement, I think there's no changing that. I think that's still in place.
Well, did you take that conservation deal or did he take it?
I took my conservation. That's mine.
Yeah.
You want it?
I just want to look at it and see what it might have to.
You can borrow it.
Yeah, I'll give it back to you.
Yeah, I'm concerned.
Yeah,
that's right. I'll get it. I'll get the a scanned version. You can't take that. So.
No, this has to do with the funding.
Oh yeah.
Get through the forestry payments and all those things. This is not. But I've got one from the.
I said, Nikki didn't have one either. So
okay.
I went through my paperwork. I didn't see it.
Okay. And I guess you guys have these roads.
I don't. John, okay. Randy sent them to John, and John did not forward those to me, and then he runs off to Little Rock.
Okay.
So.
As I understood, and I'll visit with you when we go out and look at the campgrounds and things, there's been information, and I want to make sure that you've got the information. I called him before we done certain things. He gave the okay on it, said that he would notify all parties that would be need to know about those issues. So, if you don't
shoot me that, and I'll get it out of there. You know,
okay,
I'll review it real quick, and then I'll shoot it out and get a lease signed so that we can get Because what they do on county roads are, there's actually a formal lease. The language is similar to the same lease you had before, except they were scattered.
I'll have to call
you
back in a meeting.
They need one new lease with all the new roads attached.
I'll call you right back.
Anything I send to John, I'll just send straight to you. And I'll need to get Nikki to, she sent your guys' formal letter requesting all whatever. It had to come from your office, so I'll get
right.
Send
now, did that
to him.
Did that go, and when you're talking about the outgranting, is that going to go through Gina or what's her name also?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that'll sign it on behalf of the Corps is a guy named Joe Craig.
Okay.
You may have heard of him. He's our chief down there that'll sign the lease.
That's good coffee.
I don't think the language in it will be any different than the existing one. It's just we want an all-encompassed lease with one new setup, with one new map, you know.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, I've got that one.
Well, I haven't seen any other.
Okay, I've got the other one. So, but anyway, we're at that point, and at least we have an understanding that everything is not exactly right, and they will be getting us something else, or we'll ask for something else. Mm-hmm. And your signature is not on
the back
or whatever that was on that one, Ron.
Right.
That we had. So. Did you keep the one there that had the core, that had, I don't see it up here.
It's a memorandum of agreement?
Yeah, you kept that. Would that need your guys' signature?
Yeah, the final version, once you agree to it, the concept, I think then they'll start signing it, and then we will sign that.
Okay.
Yes. Well, is the terms of kind of what we said before.
And we will be the last people to sign this one with the authorization on it then.
Yeah, that makes
so,
sense.
Yeah.
Me.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that way we know everything's in place and you guys. I've got another one just like that, except it says just disregard everything.
Well, it says that they're going to.
Let's modify. This one says
send it to
revise, but the other one says to disregard this even. So, anyway. That's the main reason I had Mark come to this meeting, and you guys, he's going to take, and as I understand him, he's going to take these roads that Randy has presented back, and he's going to send those down with our verification. You'll contact back and forth with Randy, and Randy will present these to us, and we'll
right.
get a signature on our part of it.
Yeah, he has a shape file that shows all the roads, and I'm going to do a quick review, because I've been involved in this for a long time, and make sure that everything's still good, but I imagine, I'm assuming it all is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will send it down with our memo recommended approval to real estate asking for a single lease.
Yeah.
Covering all of them.
Yeah, and what was the terminology used on that? You said that there was a when you went out for these out grants, there was a certain number, so you didn't have to send out for every three or four like we had talked about
Yes. In years past, we actually issued an easement, an actual legal easement between the government, the Corps and the county government for each road.
Yeah.
Well, that's a
long process.
70 easements.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So
yeah.
This whole process is really just so that you guys get the roads you need. We get a lot less documents, and we have one new clean document.
Okay. And Randy, have you visited? As you listed these, have you visited those locations to see if we run into any problems like we did on the 6 or 8 that we did? What I'm saying is, have we had a site visit?
Most of these are county roads I didn't have to visit. Anything that I thought was questionable, I did go look at, and that's the reason I wanted to take them off there because for various reasons, I didn't see any. It wasn't going to benefit us or
the Corps.
Or the Corps.
Yeah.
Or the public.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. Are you guys clear as mud on what we're doing here?
Absolutely.
Okay. As long as you don't know what we're doing, we're going to go ahead and do it.
Oh, I know what we're doing. I see you taking the lead in this, and so I firmly support you.
Put that on his list?
Well, I just added it.
Perfect.
Yeah, he got one. Finally.
Anyway, I'm going to if what other forms of business do we have? Because I'm going to take Mr. Case and drive to a few locations. And
we have nothing else scheduled, sir. This is it.
Is that all right? And with your, I'm going to take him to the yes. KDOT properties. And I do have a question to ask about Phil down there. Randy, are you going to drive down with us or separate with?
I'll drive separate.
Okay.
I got to come back and try to meet with another gentleman. Try to today or Monday. So.
A couple of questions about these roads.
Yes.
For example, the Davidson Road. Is that the one that runs up along way up Swan Creek?
Yeah.
No, Davidson is at Kazee Mills Park. It runs in there. It's called Davidson Road. That is all Core property. So it's a county-maintained road that Core property has overlays on. That's the reason it's on there.
What am I thinking of? Am I thinking of Ridge? The one that drops down below where the Davidsons live, Jay Davidson, and wraps back around and goes up Swan Creek?
Yeah, no, that one's not in there. That actually is, runs down to Beaver Creek. But
I said Swan. You're right,
it's Beaver Creek. No, that one's not on there. That road is just no road goes down to some fields. I'm sure there's some farmers lease it, but no, that road isn't on there.
Okay. Nope, I think that's a great idea, Dan.
And that, you know, there may be, like, as I'm just visiting with Mr. Case, there may be some roads left out of this, but this process eliminates a tremendous amount of paperwork for the Corps and for us as we look back and see what our responsibilities are, and they're outgranting these to us.
So, would that be Corps property where I'm talking about down there along Beaver, way up there? I mean, that is...
But I can bring you hundreds
of them. With efficiencies in there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean,
you can bring what? Hundreds of those?
I mean, yeah, I can find you hundreds of them kind of roads. Maybe not.
Not with that good of fishing, I don't think. Not with that good of fishing, you can.
Did you see one on here, Ron? Is that what you're talking about? That
no,
Davidson
it's not.
Road?
That's.
Well, it says Davidson Road.
Well,
that
but
one?
That's not it. And that's what I was asking.
Everything that is
it's Roberts Ridge
County
Road
maintained
or something. Like
will have a county road number right
well, we maintain that road down so far.
But to answer your question, and I think Mark will agree with this.
Not on the bottom, so I mean, but.
If there's any future roads in this other than these that are on this, but if there's future roads that we see and we come up with enough that it doesn't make like it's 5 or 10 that are not on this list, we can apply the same way we went through with this, Ron, and get them taken care of, because there may be some people come forward and say, look, you guys made a mistake. You didn't get this one on there or something. And we can always go back and apply. This just takes care of a massive number of accesses that we want to take care of.
Yep.
And this is servicing the citizens of Taney County. All right?
Yes, sir, 100%.
And I'm going to dismiss myself from this meeting and go with Mr. Are you ready to recess?
Are you going to do it with a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and second to adjourn today's proceedings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
I knew you'd get tired of my rambling after a while.